for tuning in to the Illuminations Podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. My name is Nia Roy. I'm your host. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. I am a handwriting analyst as well as a family constellation facilitator here at Illuminations. So just like before, we are back with another episode, but this time I am extremely excited to talk about this very unique topic. And the reason being is, you know, in life, I feel like if you've been down this path of your own healing journey, you've been to different kinds of therapies, whether it's through psychologists, through CBT practitioners or psychotherapists, whatever it is, these are all cognitive-based therapies, right? But there are other forms of therapy, such as energy work. And a lot of the time, we hear about sound therapy, we hear about Reiki, but what if there is more to Reiki than what we actually know of? What if there is more to energy work than what we are aware of? So to dive in deep, or in other words, to take a journey to the celestial world, I would like to invite my guest for today. His name is Giancarlo. He has been here once before with another topic a while ago. He is the founder of Transcendental Quantum Reiki. And I cannot wait to get started with this episode. And let's begin. Welcome, 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 Gian, to the show once again. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Hello, Nia. Likewise, it's a pleasure to be here again, the second time. And as usual, in your presence, in the presence of your energy field, there are lots of emotions going on. Okay. And I'm here to talk about a particular energy modality, an energy healing method, which regards the quantum. And I've decided to call it Transcendental Quantum Reiki.
Yeah.
Okay. And why? Because we are living very particular times, okay? I've realized that, as many of us I've realized who is into spiritual healing and holistic practice, etc., etc., that the energy of the earth is rapidly and radically changing, okay? And it is even related to ancient prophecies, of course, okay? Now, where does Transcendental Quantum Reiki come from? Well, it comes from this type of paradigm, because we are living a paradigm shift right now. We are moving from one dimensional density to another.
Okay. What does this mean? What does it mean that we are, what does this shift mean? And yeah, can we please have some clarity on this?
Well, you know, this is metaphysical language, okay? And in TQR, who studies TQR should start to get used to this type of approach, okay? Because we're talking about the combination of science and spirituality, which is practically metaphysics.
Right.
That nowadays is also called quantum physics. It is the physics, the science of the consciousness.
Right.
Okay. And when I'm talking about paradigm shift, we're talking about, let's say, a process where we are changing. We are changing from one frequency to another. Now, let me describe. Since the year 2012, 21st of December, the Mayan prophecy predicted the galactic alignment. Okay.
The Mayan prophecy
predicted the so-called galactic alignment, where the sun will align itself with the core of the galaxy, okay? And many people were thinking about, oh, the end of the world will occur, or aliens will arrive or whatsoever. Suddenly the next day we will all be crystal beings floating in the air and acting like brothers and sisters. But of course, the next day all of this didn't occur, of course, okay? Because we have to understand that, let's say that a phenomenon like this occurs every 25,000 years, okay? Because the solar system shifts or moves through the galactic plane like a wave every 25,000 years. And every 25,000 years we have this, let's say, galactic alignment with the center of the galaxy, which is Sagittarius B. The scientists call it, the scientists consider it a huge, ginormous black hole. Huh. Okay, but there is much more to a black hole, okay, because when we're going into the metaphysical perspective, we are living not only in a universe made of four main dimensional forces, which is light, sound, time, and space. We are living in a multiversal context. So this means that a black hole on metaphysical level, in the metaphysical perspective, is a portal towards higher dimensional universes.
Right.
And through these portals, each universe communicates with each other, okay? Sends energy to each other. It's as if that they are, let's say, it's as if that a very, very enormous, ginormous, beyond human comprehension, multidimensional level of communication or network between higher dimensional universes and lower dimensional universes is occurring through the phenomena of these huge portals, okay, these galactic portals.
So the reason why we are not aware of these portals or dimensions, it's because of the limitations of our physical body, which can only perceive sound, space,
light,
time.
Sound, time, and space.
Exactly. But okay. You're saying that there are these other dimensions that us human beings, because of our limitations, we cannot perceive. But every 25,000 years,
yes,
we have this alignment, or our galaxy is in alignment with this particular point that allows us to have access.
Exact.
And what happens when this happens?
Well, now, when we look at the galaxy, the galactic plane, and we observe even a lake, and we throw a stone in a lake, and we see the concentric waves expanding from, let's say, the impact of the stone with the surface of the lake.
Yeah.
This is what occurs on the galactic plane. This portal brings in information from a higher dimensional universe and creates a rippling effect throughout all the galaxy. Mm. It translated into gravity waves, okay? Quantum gravity waves. And through these gravity waves, there are certain subatomical particles called tachyons, which are messengers, okay? They convey information from one from one universe to another.
These are called tachyons.
Yes. These are subatomical particles that are of the group of tachyons. It's a very long, long thing to explain.
Okay.
But what do? They are non-locative, okay? They exist in this dimension, but they exist in other multiple dimensions at
the same
time. Yes, exactly, okay? This is the non-locative Rosen-Heisenberg theory.
Oh, wow.
And through these gravity waves, they convey instantaneously, okay, information from one dimension or one universe to another, universes that have higher dimensions, for an example, okay? So our universe is still very young. It is evolving, and it is the reflection of how we are evolving on the level of the consciousness. And from when this alignment occurs, we are receiving these waves, these gravity waves from the galactic core, okay? It is conveying a certain frequency that I personally like to call the frequency of the Archangel Metatron, or the Metatron frequency, okay? Now, it is a frequency that elevates the vibrational frequency of the consciousness due to certain, let's say, chain reaction of events, okay? Because what happens? This energy comes in, okay? It is on the ultraviolet spectrum, and it is considered, let's say, a highly cleansing, destructive, and transformative, and evolutive energy in the cosmos.
Yeah.
Okay? It is even also considered the energy of revelations, where practically when we are emerged in this energy, when we are receiving this energy, we are questioning ourselves, right? We have always kept our subconscious mind locked up according to the issues that we have to resolve. But the subconscious mind is very much like a Pandora's box. And we can't stop scratching the surface anymore. And once this energy comes, you know, it reveals exactly who you are. So it invites us to open our Pandora's box. It just opens that lid and says, okay, now it's time to make your quantum jump. It's time to make your paradigm shift from one dimensional level to another. The vibrational frequency has risen, and now you've got all of this bubbling up. What to do with it now? Okay? And many people are questioning themselves. Even people in the rational, they're starting to question their choices in life because they're starting to feel that something isn't quite right.
Yeah.
According to what they have done throughout all their lifetimes. Because we are going through a momentum that seems initially a bit traumatic because chaos is happening around the world. They want, mass media wants to depict us in a world which is totally out of order, in chaos, wars and stuff like this, etc. But of course, we have to understand that when we're talking about the old world order, tied to the old paradigm, to the old dimensional frequency, somehow they're trying to keep humanity back into that frequency. But now an unstoppable phase is going on.
An unstoppable phase. There's a natural shift.
It's a natural shift going on, okay? It's inevitable that the caterpillar becomes a cocoon and the cocoon becomes a butterfly. This is the butterfly effect that we are living now, okay?
So would I be wrong to assume that, let's say, events like COVID or mass destruction is all part of the shift where certain souls are unable to adapt to the shift? Do you reckon that's part of the reason?
Now, I firmly believe that we are living in a perfectly convergent system.
What does that mean?
The universe is the utmost perfect, intricated, beyond human comprehension, multidimensional, organized system. And it knows what it's doing. It's practically the very nature of our field consciousness, beyond human comprehension. And every single thing that occurs has a purpose, okay? We are not living in a chaotic context. Universe creation isn't made out of chaos. We are not a casual, let's say, manifestation. Life isn't something casual. Human life neither, okay? It is all related to a perfectly organized convergence system, okay? Where everything that occurs is a convergence, is a portal. Like COVID, for an example. There is a Japanese saying that says, if the worst occurs, try to understand it and to make the best out of it. You understand?
And so always looking for the silver lining.
Of course. And what does this mean? Always looking for the silver lining. Trying to understand the disadvantage, which is a doorway to a greater advantage.
So it's like there are only certain qualities you can actually learn when you're going through the worst period,
yes,
right?
Of course.
It's like if you want to learn swimming, you can't just read a book about it. You actually need to jump into the water.
Yes. And you have to drink water as well. Even if it's salty or full of chlorine.
Right. But when people are in their hardest periods, they would see it like everything's crumbling, everything's not working out for them, and sadly, a lot of people take their lives, but it's the failure to see the silver lining.
Well, you see, the failure to see the silver lining is how we were educated throughout centuries and centuries and centuries to not believe in the concrete fact that we are all the embodiment of the divine. And this makes us multidimensional beings of light of infinite possibilities. This is the very nature of the soul. We haven't been educated into this. We have been educated into a way where the divine is separated from the human nature, and the human nature has to pray and beg to the divine, hoping that the divine does something to this hopeless child to get along with his life or her life. You see, the main issue is hopelessness, you understand? Feeling helpless and feeling hopeless. And of course, this triggers many hijacking systems of the ego. And for an example, the first thing is not taking, let's say, responsibility.
To face not taking charge.
Yes, not taking in charge of the situation, responsibility on the situation, facing it to understand the basic principles of human behavior, the human behavioral system, to understanding what type of universe we live in, to then have the key to then to elevate our vision and perception of ourselves and around, which is elevating the vibrational frequency of the consciousness, tapping into the consciousness on its nature as field consciousness on a higher dimensional perspective. And of course, it's years and years and years of intuitive, introspective work that goes on.
Because I was going to say,
patience and observance.
Because I was going to say, let's say when someone is feeling, or when you are feeling helpless and you can't take charge, a lot of it is because you are afraid of what's the outcome, or not having the skills or the resources, essentially coming down to the fear, right?
Yes, of course.
So how does one get past that fear when you're in the crux of it and when you feel so hopeless? How do you get past? How do you see the light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, you see, now we're talking about shadow work. Okay, we're talking about shadow work, which I like to call assertive training as well, okay? Because this is what it's all about. Shadow work, according to the shamans, in modern days, we like to call it assertive training. But, you know, when people start to make decisions and then they feel frightened, they feel insecure, what do? They just scratch the surface and run away and turn their backs. Mm-hmm. And the mind is very suggestionable in its moment of weakness to external, let's say, external factors, like other people saying, are you sure that it's the right choice? Oh, I learned that my uncle did this and he didn't make it. Or, yeah, my brother tried it and he failed, and so I don't really think that it's a good idea for you as well, okay? But we don't understand the sense of what about us? And this is the greatest challenge nowadays, okay? What about us, okay? And it's a question of overcoming fear, a question of understanding what, taking courage, of being responsible of ourselves, to then have that clear vision and ground down to ground attitude to walk through our fear, to permit fear to walk by us, and to make fear become our ally, and in the end, transform it into our strength and assertiveness and wisdom.
Would you say the reason why, another reason why perhaps, could be because if you take responsibility, because you mentioned we have to take responsibility, but taking responsibility comes with acknowledging the fact that it was your fault, or, you know, it has to do with you. So would you say we subconsciously choose to become a victim?
Well,
because we don't want to face the reality that it was our fault.
Well, let's say that choosing to become a victim cannot be necessarily our authentic choice, but it's rather a coping mechanism of our subconscious mind that comes from unresolved issues of past generations. That's how I see it, okay? Yeah. And now we're talking about epigenetics, because maybe my mother and my father couldn't succeed in something, okay?
Right.
Or they did, but they picked up something from my grandmother and my granddad and it just passed on to me, okay? And now, whenever I make a decision in my life, my mind goes in one way, the conscious mind says, I want to go right, and my subconscious mind, which is the hugest chunk, goes left, you understand? Because I don't understand the mechanism of my true self, which is telling me, why don't you go right with your conscious and your subconscious? There is the lack of being congruent in life, okay? Why? Because you don't believe in yourself. You have fear not to make it. Why? Because behind all of this, there is the failure of your great-great-granddad, or there is the failure of your mother, and it goes back to generations. Mm. So you have to dwell within yourself to understand this and resolve and remove those ghosts from the roots, okay? Right. And then suddenly you start to change attitude. You gain a different perspective of life. You become more assertive, okay? And you're not in the role of the victim anymore, but you're standing up to yourself and you're walking up to yourself and you are walking the talk.
I love that.
And this is a very fundamental key of self-realization that then opens the doorways of the universe to other possibilities, of course, okay? Now you are let's say, applying yourself as a multidimensional being.
I was going to say.
You are a walking soul and talking soul enlightened by the spirit. Okay, let's put it this way.
So now that you've introduced the topic of multidimensional being, right? We can't just be the only being in this world, in this galaxy, in this universe, right? Now, the million-dollar question is...
Oh, okay.
Are there other beings just like us? And what are these other beings, if so? Are they aliens? Are they... Where do they exist? Can we see them?
Now, all I can say that our DNA is the summarization of the whole entire universe, okay? And we have all sorts of elements from the universe in our DNA. So there is a bit of something else and somewhere else within our DNA, okay? But important, fundamentally important thing that we are human beings here on Earth.
Yeah.
That is fundamental because we can't roam around on Earth in this New Age perspective thinking that we are the embodiment of an alien being, okay?
Yeah.
Because this is a lack of responsibility, honestly. This is hijacking. It's hijacking the true essence of who you are and self-realization according to how you are made to live on planet Earth. Okay? You see, so when we see these higher dimensional beings, because we are not alone, okay, we're not alone. They do exist. I have had experience, and this is where TQR comes from, okay? And if I have to talk about transcendental quantum Reiki, all I can say is that, okay, since my childhood, I have seen things. It's a family thing as well, okay?
I remember you mentioned.
Yes, but, you know, when the time came for me to understand the knowledge of transcendental quantum Reiki, which in the time wasn't called transcendental quantum Reiki, but transcendental quantum healing.
Yeah.
Okay. The Reiki arrived after an episode in USA. Okay. But anyway, I used to live years and years ago, I used to live in a very isolated house on top of a hill in the north of Italy. Very beautiful and lots of land. I had horses as well. And to reach that house, there was only one road. And in the wintertime, you were isolated. So you had to come up and cut the wood. You had to cut the wood to get the heating going okay. But it was a good lifestyle in those times. And I had a dog, okay? And it was a small Scottish Cairns Terrier, a bit like a West Highlander, okay? And at 3 o'clock in the morning, this dog comes and says, John... Makes me understand. John, wake up. What? You have to take me out. At this time, I have to take you out. Yes, we have to go to the other side of the hill because there's something waiting for us. I understood the message. And I wanted to sleep. And this dog insisted. So I said, okay, let's go then. I woke up and put myself in pajama. And the dog just pulled me to the other side of the hill where there is absolutely nothing, just the house in there, nothing, just a plane, okay? And suddenly I saw them, okay? I encountered them finally. I used to always feel their presence since my childhood, imagine them in my mind, because the mind, you know, we have the gift of imagination, okay? And we should never underestimate our gift of imagination because it gives us the interpretive power on a three-dimensional, comprehensible way of how to interact on a higher dimensional level, okay? Field consciousness operates with the power of imagination. Anyway, I encountered them. They were there, waiting. And in the sky, I saw this very strange vehicle of light. But it's not
But
it's not like the classical UFO.
Right.
Because forget about these UFOs that they show you on YouTube.
On TV and movies.
No. Most of these disc-shaped metallical UFOs or triangle shapes, these are man-made, okay, because there are secret projects going on. It's a long story.
Yeah.
Or let's say it's backup technology from, let's say, from races that have been communicating and collaborating with the old order of humanity in secrecy, okay? And they're making these experimental vehicles. No, nothing to do with this, okay? We're talking about a higher dimensional vehicle, okay, called, which is called the Merkaba, okay? Vehicle of light. And you only see it partially. You don't see it in its entire form. It's as if that someone is poking its finger into the surface of the water, and you're this Japanese fish swimming in shallow water, and you only see the tip of the finger, you understand?
Right.
And it had a very sacred geometrical form, and it was constantly moving like a fractal, radiating all sorts of rainbowish colors like the aurora borealis. And it was moving like a fractal, constantly transforming and moving, because we're talking about multidimensional manifestation beyond human comprehension.
And you could see this.
It was just there.
Wow.
And out of this vehicle, there were these five beings. They decided to manifest themselves vaguely in humanoid form. But they were very tall, very lean, very elegant. The way they used to move, you know, you can go to a show where you can see a classical dancer moving, okay? But these beings, the way they move, the elegance, the beauty, you understand? And the energy that you feel, the love, the peace, you understand? It was just...
And you weren't scared.
Overwhelming.
When this happened.
No, because in the presence of this fear, of their energy field, the fear just automatically evaporates away.
Wow.
The dog was in trance. Was like a statue. Wasn't animated anymore.
And
was in trance. It's as if that time was stopped.
Wow.
And one of these beings came to me, and if you see them, they look like the embodiment of the whole entire universe. You know, it's like seeing nebulae and colors moving within them. They have no eyes, no mouth. It's just a pulsating light and energy all around. And they communicate from third eye to third eye. Okay. Now, they made me understand that their form of communication between them is not compatible to our human brain, because in one fraction of a second, a being like this communicates information in between them that corresponds to the whole entire history of the galaxy.
Wow.
And this is multidimensional communication. If our brain has to receive just a fraction of this, it's paralysis. You're a vegetable after, okay, for the rest of your life. So what do they do? From third eye to third eye, they start transmitting codes, activating codes, sacred geometrical patterns, and you don't even understand what's going on. It's just rapid successions. And you're just there, in trance, receiving this. Okay?
Yeah.
And it just lasted a few seconds. After this, they just disappeared in a blink of an eye. And the dog was reanimated again. Okay? And I thought, so you took me here for this then? And the dog was looking at me like that. And what does all this mean? And I was quite obsessed for the next upcoming days because it was so tangible. You know, when you live the astral projection of the mind, okay, it's more imaginative process of journeying, okay?
Yeah.
It's just a partial experience of what you can understand there. This is the astral projection. But when you live this type of experience, which is so tangible, as if it really happened, you know, how can you not believe, okay? Anyway, I went back to bed, couldn't sleep all night. A day passed, 2 days. What is this all about? I was so obsessed for 1 week, 2 weeks. After that, after a month, I just got fed up and I started not to think about it anymore. And I thought, okay, maybe it was really something out of my somehow imagination, maybe. Okay, I started to hijack myself, okay. But then suddenly I started to get a pen and paper and I created the first handout of TQR.
That's how this was created.
Yes, my hand started to move automatically. I went into automatic scripture and I created the first handout of TQR that then was applied initially in a school run by me and my ex-wife called the School of the Crystalline Angels, which was a one and a half year program to create a professionally accredited holistic practitioners. I started to apply it the basic principles amongst those students to see effectively if it worked, okay? Mm. Because before you, let's say, apply the modality outwards, you have to see if it really works, okay? Because, you know, we have to take our work very seriously, of course, okay? We're not woo-woo.
So what exactly is different about TQR to conventional energy healings or Reiki and so on? What's different about this, and what does it do? What's unique?
Well, calling it different is quite a thing, really. But it makes us understand on a deeper way how the mechanics and how the physics, on metaphysical perspective, on quantum level, these energy modalities work, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if we talk about the higher heart chakra, for an example, okay? We have always learned that there are seven chakras.
Yeah.
Okay? But there is this missing link, okay? The chakra of revelation sits in between the throat and the lower heart chakra. Where is it, okay?
Mm.
Now, since the times of Atlantis, okay? Since the times of Atlantis, we had this energy part, this higher heart chakra, very, very active. It was the most active chakra. Mm-hmm. And it powered up automatically all the other chakras in a way that in those times you didn't need to undergo long meditations or do any whatsoever holistic ritual to reactivate your chakras again because you've gone for a stressful day or whatsoever.
So you just need to activate.
You were constantly this way, okay? Constantly this way. And this is called unconscious competency, okay? Because there's the conscious competency of work, and we are very much entangled in this because now you have to work on yourself constantly, okay? To feel better with yourself, to tackle your emotions, to realign your chakras again. But then going through a certain activating process, it takes you through a dimensional shift, okay? Because now it addresses your consciousness towards a higher dimensional level of vibration where you enter the level of unconscious competency, where you don't have to wake up and do long processes or do any rituals. You've got this part activated, and you just have to step into the awareness of how this part is activated and automatically whoosh.
And do you teach us how to do this in TQR?
Yes, in TQR, it's the fundamental from level one, okay? Wow. And it is based upon the concept of how black holes work, which are portals, okay? I like to call it divine singularity,
right?
Okay? And it's a new way to define what the divine is all about. Okay, God, Allah, Manitou, Odin, whatsoever, okay? The power of unconditional love and peace, oneness, divine singularity, okay? And this is the higher heart chakra. It is the divine portal of infinite possibilities. It makes us who we are on multidimensional level. It activates our awareness of the authentic power of our soul that we have lost since the downfall of Atlantis.
Wow.
So now, through this galactic alignment, we are receiving this information from this energy, this Metatron energy, which is reawakening ourselves again and giving us another chance. Okay, giving us another chance. And of course, when this part is activated, you realize that it has a particular sacred geometrical form to it. Okay, and it is also known to be the Metatron cube or Merkaba of life, and it spins at an incredible speed in its corresponding directions because it represents the divine masculine and feminine aspect of oneness. Okay, and it makes you become a constant portal, a battery, a divine battery of, let's say, this energy on cosmic level that you convey through you and you transmit to other people, recreating the very conditions of the very heart of creation in between your hands, which is translated into the Merkaba.
So what kind of, if let's say someone wanted to come to you, what kind of issues or problems can someone come to you with, and how what would be the outcome of it? What would a session look like with you?
Well, I've noticed, now we have to understand that each person is subjective, okay? Subjective to themselves. We all come from a different background and blah, 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 okay? But all I can say that throughout my experience, it has healed many types of issues. It has helped and facilitated many people in all sorts of issues emotional issues, relationship issues, physical issues. Yeah. Most, let's say, it is quite universal, okay? It doesn't work only on one issue, but it works on a vast spectrum of issues. But the good thing is that when this energy flows, it's like on automatic pilot. It's as if that this divine presence, okay, or this, let's say, divine singularity, which is, of course, the energy of oneness, it already knows everything, knows where to go. A TQR practitioner, when they generate this divine device in between their hands, okay, because the energy flows this way and then it ends up in between their hands, okay, it practically goes inside the person and it gives feedback on how it's healing the person, why and where it's going, and why it's going there and how it's healing and where are the origins. So somehow it's vacuuming away through gravity all the unresolved issues. It is transforming these unresolved issues into the necessary healing energy, or that then ripples out like concentric waves throughout the person, okay? But at the same time, it's giving feedback through the third eye of the practitioner. The practitioner may see flashes of childhood issues, past life issues, especially when it goes in certain areas like the causal chakra, that it's the access to the akashal fields where past lives pop up, and even timeline therapy can occur as well, okay? And timeline therapy is very interesting because we have to understand that past lives are holograms, okay? We are living in a simulation. We are living in a holographic universe. And the memory of the soul, it's the hard disk of the soul, is a quantum memory unit which stores the holographical, let's say, memory of all of creation within it, okay? But according to its life, according to its experience throughout the universe from the very beginning until now.
So can past lives be just a part of you but in a different dimension? Is that a possibility?
Both ways, okay. Now, if we talk about past lives, okay, we're talking about what the soul has stored up on quantum memory level, okay, in the Akashal field. And TQR goes and brings divine order into this context, okay, where you may see even a past life changing and a new derivation being created that then changes the present time of the timeline of the person, if the soul consents this to happen. Otherwise, sometimes past lives are like ghosts that need to be accompanied to a peaceful death. Okay, in this case, it takes away the pain and they are accompanied to a peaceful death and then it just dissolves away. But when we're talking about parallel universes, this is another perspective, because we're talking about possible doppelgangers of ourselves, okay? Because parallel universes do exist, and I've discovered, you know, science is discovering this, and I apply this into my practice. And of course, when we go into this divine singularity, it becomes an access portal to infinite parallel possibilities where there are countless, numerous versions of ourselves living their own lives. But what does it do as well? This is quite interesting. Let's say, according to what the person needs, it becomes a portal towards a parallel universe where there is the utmost better version of that person. Okay? According to what that person needs, according to what that person needs to integrate. And it creates an upgrading effect on DNA level.
Do you think this is what happens during therapy sessions?
Yes, it happens. I've seen it happen as well. And it's amazing how you see people change as well.
Yeah.
Especially their attitudes. Because attitude is the main thing, is the mainstay.
Wow. Gian, this has been, I think for lack of better words, mind-blowing.
Well, it is. It sounds like science fiction.
It does, but
it is what it is.
I feel like there is so much we could go into, but unfortunately we have to come to an end. But we would love to have you back. But before we end the episode, any last words for our listeners?
Any last words? Well, all I can say is thank you for listening to me. Okay. And all I can say, always trust the divine. It's a leap of faith. An advice is that, okay, you come to a holistic practitioner and you ask, what are the benefits of this method? Okay. But you have to realize as well that beyond asking the question of what are the benefits of this method, what is a leap of faith all about? Okay. Because with this leap of faith, you don't question too much, but you know that your soul has taken you there. Mm. And if you believe in this fact, it's a question of, okay, I am ready to receive. And when you are ready to receive, of course you receive. And what you receive is the paradigm of your, let's say, of your authentic change. You are on the pathway of authenticity.
I love that.
Yes.
So thank you to all of you for tuning in once again. We will be back with another episode with another speaker. Until then, take care and live life.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.